Our golden wedding anniversary. Join me first, please, in the city of Bristol, where I'm living my single life, never thinking even for one moment that there I would meet my future wife. I saw her sitting there with a friend when we first met at a dance one night. I fell in love with her, and without a doubt, I knew I'd met Mrs. Absolutely Right. Then several months passed by, while she had to go far away, over in New Jersey, and I felt sort of miserable, I certainly can say. We lived in Easton in Gordano, in a little bung, and in a winter made memorable for its snow and ice, we were soon joined by our first son, Robert, and that really was rather nice. As is the way, nothing stays the same for long. Adrian arrived to make our family four. Two boys together, they grew up fast. But the question was, should we have any more? At about that time, we moved to Hereford, and that became the city where Martin arrived. There could be no happier sight than to see him lying content in his pram. We were never to claim that he made us sleep deprived. Events moved on, and for quite a short time, we took over a house from my mum and dad. We lived in Hove, where we could go down to the sea, but leaving again so soon left us feeling rather sad. Back we came to Hereford again, and the boys went to school in a Welsh-sounding place. Yuta, meanwhile, had become more beautiful still, always supporting me with her charm and her grace. It was at this point in our lives that we moved to Ross. Woodlands became our home. It was so meant to be. The years passed by and the boys grew up. Eventually they left home, leaving my darling, just you and me. When I retired, our partnership changed, since we decided to swap the breadwinner role. This was the chance for Jutta to fulfill her dreams, creating the best B&B in the land, for this was her goal. These were busy years, but happy and fun. And family matters were happening, some more important than others. Robert and Diane at uni, Cupid at work, I think. And in marital terms, he stole a march on his brothers. Yes, a happy connection was formed between the Brads and the Shads. We rejoiced and celebrated the marriage together. Let me pause a moment and say more about this pair. They're both active souls and really quite clever. They moved about, too, in their early years of marriage, but that is not my story to tell. More important is to mark the arrival of our first grandson. Oliver joined the world, and that was really swell. The story doesn't end there, another tale to be told. But that can't stop me from welcoming Jason, Ollie's new brother. You might think that the two would be quite a handful, but wait, my goodness, here comes another. Yes, Cara now joined the family throng. Such a quiet and docile child. The three of them are great together, and only occasionally they'd lip rip and run wild. Back now to the main point in this narrative of mine. The two of us, getting more ancient now, yet remembering always the good fortune we had to get to meet up in the first place somehow. I want to thank my sons for the joys they have brought me, and Jutta for her love and devotion. Of course we have had our moments, the odd crisis causing temporary commotion. But this anniversary is about our marriage, about my love for my darling wife. And when I look at you, dear, I know I can say, you have my heart, and you are my life.